Hi, everyone. Graham Couch here from the Lansing State Journal, along with colleagues Chris Solari from the Detroit Free Press and Sean Windsor from the Detroit Free Press, after Michigan State's 56-7 loss here at the Horseshoe at Ohio State. It was about as bad as the game could possibly go for them on a number of fronts. I mean, it was, six touchdowns, 500 yards in the first half, and then you get an injury to Xavier Henderson, an injury to Jaden Reed, and your running back, who had Heisman hopes, has six carries for 25 yards and probably doesn't have very realistic Heisman hopes. And also a little banged up. Probably doesn't have realistic Heisman hopes. So it could not have gone worse for MSU.
Well, it could have if Ryan Day hadn't pulled his starters after the first series.
That's true.
They could have hung 80.
And Stroud could have thrown for 800 yards because there was nobody in that secondary that was stopping him.
And then you'd be thinking about it even in a completely different way. So they kind of did.
They look like they're trying to make a statement.
Sounds like I'm messing around, but I'm not. They could have put 75 points up.
No, and it looked like they were trying to make a statement. And I don't know if it's $9.5 million a year Day's saying what, or if it's just Ohio State that's found something that's looking to roll and – or if it's the other team has a Heisman candidate and we think we've got a pretty good running back and a Heisman quarterback, it's a lot of things. A better team.
Getting Wilson back absolutely has helped this offense even more so, because you saw him get behind the defense for that 77.
Yeah. That's Garrett Wilson, by the way.
Yeah, and this is a defense that hasn't given up really that kind of long touchdown. Everything's been pretty much in front of them and running away from guys. This is one of the times that you see them really struggling with that speed and space of those kind of receivers that just blew by them with him and Olave.
I wouldn't even... traditional speed and space underneath space. It was more, as Xavier Henderson just told us in the post-game press conference, the Michigan State safety, they were throwing the ball over our heads, right? I mean, just when's the last time you saw that kind of downfield blitz?
I mean, even with David Bell at Purdue, what he did was a lot of that was in front of the defensive backs and then making a miss after the catch.
Right.
This was a different animal.
Tucker's philosophy didn't like to give him a big play and that sort of. But Graham, and I have a question for both of you guys, because it speaks to the talent difference. And Mel Tucker just finally told us 10 minutes in, and to me this was really the biggest part of the news conference, right?
Totally.
I mean, I think you guys agree. They got to recruit. They got to get to this level, which is what Matt Ishbia and Steve St. Andre are betting on, that he can get to this level.
Totally.
They're betting on – they're I don't want to say guessing, but they're assuming he can go recruit to this level, because that's really
the – So the story – you see people mocking the contract and things, and it's an easy, lazy sort of take to do when they have this – this is why you do the contract. You brought that guy in because you thought he could recruit, and you paid him $5.5 million. The price went up because there's some buzz, because there's some hope, and the early returns are good, and you've got donors who are excited and have the cash to pay it. But that's why you're paying. You're paying it for him to get to this level, and you think that's your best shot to do it, and he sounds like he understands what it takes. Now, whether he can ever recruit to put that on the field, that will be, we'll find out. But he understands the issue.
But I do think that this is where the difference is maybe between where Mark D'Antonio was at this point when he was losing to Ohio State and that first loss to Michigan versus Mel Tucker in this loss, is that Tucker isn't coming to Ohio to try and get third-tier kids or second-tier kids. He's got a more national scope in the recruiting realm, and that does require some patience and talent.
Well, in fairness, too, Mark D'Antonio was facing with Ohio State was not this.
No, not close.
Not this at all.
Not early on.
No, not early on.
I mean, the Tressel era was pretty good.
Yeah, but it was built,
D'Antonio's defensive style.
You could get defensive tackles and a couple ends of defensive line, right, with D'Antonio had, you could mess up Braxton Miller. They were a run-heavy offense, right? They spread, but run-heavy under the last regime.
Yeah.
This is a different beast.
And that's where that's where Tucker wants to get it. Like I'm saying, he wants to get this more like this, like how D'Antonio got it more like trestle ball for what Michigan State was.
Yeah, and the game has evolved. And, Graham, I want your opinion, because it's not just Ohio State at this point. That's what the $95 million, that's not just the Buckeyes.
Yeah.
That's LSU. That's Alabama, that's Clemson, that's Georgia for sure. All of whom, when they've won their national titles in the last 3 or 4 years, have won it with offenses just like what we saw here.
You know, we saw, I can't remember which Clemson, Alabama, or LSU national championship game it is, but we had the conversations like, that looked like a completely different sport than what MSU was playing at the time. And this is a couple years ago, obviously, when the offense was really struggling. That's what it takes today in college football. And even Nick Saban understands that, and they built toward it. And that's obviously the mentor of Mel Tucker.
But at the same point, too, you just got hung 56.
No, you can't get
there's some definite deficiency on the defensive side that – and before you can worry about that, because the offense has been putting up points all year in yards. What hasn't happened is the ability to stop that pass or contain that pass.
Yeah.
And until you can do that on a defensive side, and that does come from the recruiting and getting more cornerbacks. I know they got Tatum and they've got Mangum both coming in, but you need high-end cornerbacks and high-end depth in that to really chase these kind
of
guys.
Small point. First of all, I don't think they gave up 56 today. They would have. I mean, I'm dead.
A lot more.
They would have given up more. So you can give up 30 or 40. You have to score 30 or 40 to win. To your point about Nick Saban, right? So they got to get a corner or two. And I hate to say this, I don't want to bang on any of their guys. They're good college football players on the defensive line. The tackles are really good. But you got to have a couple of edge guys that can force a punt or two. So it's 35 points you have to score instead of 60.
And you saw the impact Michigan had of those two guys. The equalizer they had against Michigan was Kenneth Walker. That didn't work today, but against Michigan it was enough. Edge guys change it. I think in the portal, that's where you're going to see them this year, trying to get their version of Kenneth Walker on the defensive line somewhere. Now, edge guys are premium. Guys who can do that are at big programs, and they're having success. So whether you can actually convince one of those guys to come in. But that's where you're totally right. Because Stroud, for example, he may win the Heisman. But I would
all day, Graham.
Exactly. What I would say is I would argue there are probably a half dozen other quarterbacks in college football could do that if they had the kind of time and space to throw that he did.
Well, you mentioned that about the receivers. You mentioned about the edge rushers. I mean, you know, part of this is that these are the kids that you need to get from the high school ranks, because if you are going to go after them in the transfer portal, a lot of them will have baggage. That's a risk that you have to worry about and be concerned with, because that's what Michigan, you know, in a lot of ways, Nick Saban did that when he came into Michigan State. He took some chances on some kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, can Mel Tucker afford that, particularly when you throw up a contract like that? I don't know. Because you really need to build this. And I think that's why he, after the game, focused so much on recruiting and getting those high school kids.
He didn't
because I
focus
think he
so
understands
much on
that.
Recruiting, all due respect, but he waited
until
the
didn't
last
say he
question.
Focused. I didn't say he focused on it, but he did talk specifically about that. He's not saying, you know, we need to hit the portal again or we need to find some experienced guys.
No.
We need to get
But he
recruits.
Waited until the end, and he was reluctant to say this the last couple of weeks, right? Because he kind of implied this last time they lost to Ohio State. And he didn't want to do that. And I don't blame him. He's trying to prep and lift his kids and all that stuff.
And he's got two seniors waiting to come on the press conference
over
there. Exactly. Who you're sort of speaking as, you aren't at the level we need to be. And that's a tough thing to say.
And they heard that. Yeah. And I actually felt for them when I was looking over at him when he said that. But he's trying to be truthful. And they know that, but you don't want to say.
Well, and I mean, let's face it. We watched this game. Angelo Gross and Xavier Henderson did not play well. And Henderson was one of those guys up there. As bad as the cornerbacks were, those guys were tripping over each other in coverage, confused at times, and they got split at least twice.
Just another level. These guys make and Michigan State's weak. And the thing is, Michigan State's weakness is Ohio State's strength, and that really plays
exactly
it out. So it makes
what I wrote.
The gap between these programs is immense, but it looks even worse because it's strength versus weakness.
What is it, man? Look at us. I made that same point in the column. It's exponential when it's a strength against a weakness.
In other words,
like
if you're choosing between subscriptions, you don't even need this guy.
No, you don't. You don't need me at all. By the way, no upset was going to happen on the field today, but this is kind of an upset right here because this man was worried he wasn't getting a word in edgewise with Graham. He was talking to me about this all game. Am I going to be able to get a word in the video
up.
In the post
video?
Game? But you've had plenty of words, right?
Yeah. I'm ready for another round.
You got any other words?
Okay.
Any words you want to share? No.
Oh.
We will have plenty of words in print at freep.com, at lsj.com. Thanks for watching and listening.